Go ahead.
Down in spirit, I can leave lifted because I have been in the presence of the Lord.
That's it.
Lord says there is that in the presence of the Lord there is the fullness of joy.
Yeah, yeah.
And at his right hand there are pleasures forever.
Yeah.
So when I come to church, I expect to feel better on my way out than I did when I came in. Y'all gonna help me in this house? Whenever you come to the Lord's house, you ought to experience something unique.
Yeah, yeah.
About the prayer that was prayed, or the song that was sung, and especially the word that was proclaimed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There ought to be something about that handshake, that smile, that hug, or that kiss that will change your situation.
Yes, sir.
When you come in with your head hung down low, in spirit, burdens that seem to be unbearable, you ought to be able to leave out with a smile on your face.
Yeah, yeah.
And a testimony that will enable you to say, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, because I received confirmation that our God is able to do all things well. I expect and anticipate to feel better whenever I have been in the presence of the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somehow we've got to understand that coming into the house of the Lord is not just about people. It's about the presence of God.
Yeah.
It's not about being seated on a special pew with your special buddy. It's all about being in the presence of the Lord. I have that passion. I have that zeal to experience God's presence even in my hour of bereavement. I need his presence. If the musicians don't show, if the choir does not sing, if there ain't no deacon to pray, no amens in the pew, I can handle that because I came to church to increase my relationship with God. I need something that will move me on Saturday night to get ready for church on Sunday morning. I can't afford to wait until Sunday morning to get my act together. I can't afford to wait until 9 o'clock Sunday morning to find something to wear or to find my Bible. I need to get things together before church so that I can enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. In other words, I should come in ready to be revived and enjoy a good old-fashioned revival every time I walk into God's crowd. And even when I get challenged by the word of God, I ought to be better because of the word. Even if the word does not fit with what I think is the right thing, I ought to be better because I've been in the presence of the Lord. When we glance at the text in Psalms number 42, it seemed as if this is the attitude of the psalmist. The psalms help us to understand how people go through their trials and tribulations of life. It's interesting to know how we look through the eyes of the entire 150 number of psalms and see ourselves. We see their battles and their scars, their obstacles and their struggles as well as ours. When we look at the book of Psalms, we are reminded of their enemies and downfalls that reminds us of ours. Listen at how the psalmist talks to us about himself.
Yes, sir.
But writes our name on the script. Psalms 3:1, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise against me. Psalm 6:2, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak.
Yes, sir.
Psalms 18:6, in my distress I called upon the Lord.
Yes,
he heard my voice out of his temple.
Yeah.
And my cry came before him.
Yeah.
The psalmist has our names written invisible in every psalm. Psalm 22:1, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Verse 2, oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not. But in the night season, and thou art still silent. But that's all right, because Psalms 23, David says, the Lord is my leader.
Yeah.
The Lord is my God, that he's my protector, that he's my provider, he's my savior, he's my deliverer. In other words, the Lord is my shepherd.
All right, sir.
And I shall not want. And so in the text, the psalmist has us to understand that all of us at some point in life can resonate with that thing called enemy.
All right.
Oh yeah, each of us can remember, reflect back on some time in your life whereby you had to deal with the enemy. And that's what's going on with the psalmist in the text. He's frustrated.
Yeah.
His mind has become confused. He's concerned because as much as he enjoys worship, he cannot get to the temple of the Lord to worship as he desires. As much as he loves going to church, looking forward to being in the presence of God, he can't get there because his enemies are so fierce that they have barred him from worship. How sad it is to allow your enemies to keep you from going to church. What a slap in the face of God to allow a pandemic to keep you from going to church. I mean, it doesn't stop you from going to the casino. It doesn't stop you from going to Walmart. Can you allow the devil to get in your place trying to keep you from going church? It's a horrible thing to be exiled, excommunicated from the house of the living God. You want to go, but you can't get there. And folk don't want to be there. I can show up when they get ready. Y'all missed that. I see folk that don't want to be there. Could show up when they get ready. Then this is his bitter reality. He says, I need to be in the presence of God.
Yes, sir.
Look at the text. It says, he says, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. He says, my soul is longing for the living God. In other words, I need to get in contact with my God. I need to be into the house of God where I can feel his presence and experience his joy and know his peace and again feel his salvation and delight myself in his deliverance.
All right.
Psalmist seemed to be saying, I need to know that he is mine,
go ahead.
And I am his,
that's it.
And he's able to feel me, or should I say I'm able to feel him moving inside of me. Have you ever had that kind of feeling?
Yeah, right.
Well, you knew you were right where God was, and you knew for yourself that you and God had an intimate relationship going on. Have you ever been where you had the presence of God saturated all over you?
Yeah.
I come to tell you tonight, that's a wonderful feeling to know that God is all over you and moving in you and through you. The psalmist says, I long for that. He uses the water image by saying, I'm dehydrated because I can't get to my source. So my brothers and sisters, what I glean from the first verse of text is the fact that the psalmist makes being in the presence of God a priority. He puts the reverence of God in its proper place. He does not place reverence on the back burner. Reverence and worship is not just something that happens once a week. Worship then becomes a priority for him. He wants to have the presence of God in him every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, and every year. May I ask you tonight, have you made worship your top priority? Or do Sundays for you just come and go? Is the opportunity to be with the people of God just another stop that you make during the week? Is there a need in your life, a longing to be in the presence of the Lord? Or is it just something you do because you want to be counted in the number? Summers is saying, this is not something that I want to do for a shape, form, a fashion. It's a necessity. It's a requirement. And worship is also something I choose to do. And that's how worship ought to be for all of us. You ought to be so in tune with God, and you ought to love him so much, and there ought to be such an intimacy between you and your God that you can't let a day go by without worshiping him and praising his holy name. I mean, grandma used to praise him in the kitchen with an apron tied around her waist and a hair rag around her head, but she would say, oh, all day and all night, angels. This brother says, I need worship. My soul thirsts for God. He wants to know, when can he go to meet God? Why can't I go to church? I need to stick a pin here, for I understand that we need to come to church as often as we can in order to get into the presence of God and the people of God, because the Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. We need to be in church. Not at church.
In church.
So he says, when can I go to meet with the living God? When can I jump into the temple? He unfortunately has so localized and centralized the presence of God that he feels he has to get to church to be in the presence of God.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
This is Wade with your Tuesday weather forecast in Shreveport. It'll be partly cloudy with a high at 97 and a low at 77. Partly cloudy in Monroe, overnight low at 76 with an afternoon high at 95. Lake Charles will have isolated thunderstorms with a high at 91, lows at 75. Isolated thundershowers for Natchez, Mississippi, overnight lows at 74, highs at 91. And here in the central city, afternoon and evening thunderstorms, a high at 94, a low at 75. That's a look at your Tuesday forecast. I'm Wade Hampton.
KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.